The shiur is being given Lezecha Nishmas Rachaleya Basav Chaim Tzvi. This shiur is going to focus on inyanim relating to Chanukah, and more specifically, we're first going to examine the well-known mizmor that is commonly sung on Chanukah in many, many circles. And that's the mizmor of Mos Tzur Yeshuasi. You will have in front of you, Im Yetz Hashem, a copy of Mos Tzur, a mizmor that's primarily known to Ashkenazim. It's not found among Sfardim, nor is it found among Eidot HaMizrach, nor is it found in the Machzor Roma, in old Machzorim that date back many, many years ago. The general practice among many, many of the Eidot HaMizrach, of the Sephardic tradition, is to say after Halakas Neros Chanukah, to say Mizmor Lamid, Mizmor Shir Chanukas, Habayis HaDavid. A Mizmor that we have examined in our Shiurim on Sefer Tehillim. This Mizmor of Mos Tzur, you can see in the acrostics of the Mizmor that the Mechaber, his name was Mordechai. And the way it's written, you can see the Mem of Ma'oz, the Resh of Ra'oz, the second paragraph, the third paragraph beginning with Dvir Katsho, the Dalid, the Chaf of, the fourth paragraph, Kros, Komas, Berosh, Bikesh, Agogi, Ben Amdasa, the fifth paragraph, beginning with the Yud, Yivadam Nikbitzu Alai, and the sixth paragraph, Chasof, Zura Kotshecho, Bekarev, Yoma Yeshua, or Ketza Yeshua. So the name, apparently, of the Mechaber is Mordechai, and there are even some additional paragraphs, for example, the paragraph which seems to be the end, Chasof Zura Kotshecho, and that paragraph seems to have in it the element of Mordechai, Chazak. And not just Chazak, but we also have even an addition, perhaps beyond that, of Mordechai Chazak Ben Yitzchak. Whatever the case is, we don't exactly know whom the Mechaber of this particular Mizmor was, but it's certainly a Mizmor that has become increasingly popular over hundreds of years. And apparently it was composed in the 13th century by an unknown poet, Mordechai, and he wove his name in the acrostic form in the initial letters of the stanzas of the poem. As I said, this particular poem, certainly in Ashkenazic circles, is quite popular. What we're going to do is we're going to examine, first we'll go through the Mizmor itself, and we'll try to comment on the specifics of the Mizmor itself, and then once we have a sense of the Mizmor itself, of the nuts and bolts, as it were, of the Mizmor, then from there we'll proceed to examine some of the themes that are found in the Mizmor Mos Tzur. As I mentioned, again, by way of Akdama, that primarily in Ashkenazic circles, this particular Mizmor is sung after Halakas Neros Chanukah, and even, for example, HaRav Eliyahu Monk, Zechen Livracha, he writes in his Sefer, The World of Tfilah, Olam HaTfilos, he points out that after Halakas Neros, the minhag is to sing this piyut, Mos Tzur Yeshuasi. And again, I'll mention even the fact that even though we find this Mizmor, Mos Tzur is mentioned in a number of Svarim, however, among the Sifrei Halacha, you don't really have mention of it. For example, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansri, when he presents the Halachas of Halachas Neros, he writes the following. He says, "Balayla harishon mevarech hamadlik kedim ha'avlokas shalosh brachos." And the first night, the madlik is going to make three brachos. Lahadlik ner shachanuka, she'asa nisan avoseinu, the brach of shechiyanu. And then he writes, "Ubishar leilos." On the other nights, ein mevarech shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is not going to be said, as the Gemara comments, as the Shulchan Aruch notes. Lacha sheberach habrachos, after the brachos are made, Madlik ner echad, you light one candle. Uva'ot shemadlika acherim, omer haneres halolom. And while you are lighting the other candles of Hanukkah, you say haneres halolom. This is in sync with what's found in Masechet Sofrim. So here we have a very significant halachic sefer from one of the great poskim and one of the obviously very well known svarim Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that records the din of halakas neres Chanukah without any mention of Moos Tzur. And in many, many halachic svarim, one will not find any specific reference to the idea of Moos Tzur. However, we find among Sifrei Minhagim Ashkenazim, for example, a sefer that's written actually in the 17th century, Leket Yosher, that is a Talmud, the Mechaber is a Talmud of Tumas Hadeshen. So he writes the following. He points out, Uzchurani, I remember, he says, K'sha'amaz miros b'cholel Shabbos, that when my Rebbe, the Tumas Hadeshen, or B'sval Isalain, when he would sing Zmiros on Friday night, She'shayach lomar b'hem Zmiros al ha'shuch and kodim shachar pashtida, he mentions that he would sing Zmiros or Shabbos, obviously, before he ate the pashtida. Ubalel Shabbos omar kol makari shvi, Uma Yedidus Minuchasech, he would sing the well-known songs that in Ashkenazic circles are very popular, Kol Mekadi Shvi, Ma Yedidus Minuchasech, Lefamim Mayofis, Lefamim Zemer Acher, Hashayech Le'inyon HaShol Yom, and sometimes on Friday night that is relevant to Inyon HaShol Yom, Kigon, Mo Sur Yeshuasi V'Chanukah. On Chanukah he would sing Mo Sur Yeshuasi. So here we have one of the very Chashuv Svarim, like a Yosher, a Talmud of Tumas Hadeshen, found in Chelek Aleph of the Sefer Leket Yosher, or Chaim, in Omud Lamed Vav, in Yin Gimel. So he mentions the idea of Moos Tzur. And elsewhere in his Sefer, he points out that not only on Friday night, but he writes, Ula'acha She'oma Haneres Halolu. Clearly, he's referring to Chanukah when it falls out during the weekday, after he said Haneres Halolu, Ha'yemenagin Moos Tzur Yeshuasi. He would sing the Nigin of Moos Tzur Yeshuasi. Lefamim, he writes, he said it bedilug, sometimes he skipped. Uzchurani, I remember, Shehidlik B'er Shabbos, Omer HaZemer, Moos Tzur Yeshuasi, B'lel Shabbos, Al HaShulchan, M'shar Mizmorim. On Friday night, he would sing the Moos Tzur together with the other Mizmorim of Shabbos when they were eating the Shabbos meal. So, he calls Moos Tzur Zemer HaShayech L'inyon HaShol Yom. He calls it a song that somehow thematically captures the essence of the day, captures the essence of Chanukah, and that's what we're going to explore in Yitzhak Hashem in a short while, Bli Neder. What exactly are the themes of this particular Mizmor that somehow encompass the very essence of what Chanukah is all about? We also have mention in Minhagim of Vermeija. So there also, we have the following statement, Ve'oseh beis brachos lahadlik v'sha'as ha'nisim, you make two brachos when you light Neros of Chanukah, Ve'omer achakach ha'neros, you say ha'neros ha'lolum, Ve'achakach Moos Tzur, and then he mentions as well, the Mizmor of Moos Tzur, B'nigun ha'miyuchad of Moos Tzur, apparently there's a nigun that was also associated with Moos Tzur Yeshuasi. And he mentions as well, in the context of that sefer, Minhagei Kila Kadosha Vermeiza, the Madura of Yud Zimmer, he writes, Ve'eino omer Moos Tzur atzeis ovi beis haknesses. You don't say Moos Tzur till you leave shul. Ve'oz omer gam ki Moos Tzur kodem ha'achila. And then you say Moos Tzur even before the eating, even before the meal. So, again, we have a number of svarim, and very fascinatingly enough, that we see that in Svarim of Minhagim, that speak about different types of Minhagim, so we have actually the notion of Moos Tzur that was sung apparently in many, many circles. Just to read from the Chavos Yoyer, one of the famous Shels and Chubis of Chaim Yoyer Bachrach, we're talking about the 17th, 18th century, so there he writes, Umikomakom afilu ledas maram ein lilu mimenu sudas chanuka ki badai shiros v'shishbachos shomar maram ein piyutim she'enim chova. the Maram who sang Shiras Vizishbachos were, they were not obligatory. The minhag was to sing them in the context of the meal. Of course, the sudos that people make on Hanukkah, this is already quoted in Shulchan Aruch, are considered to be sudos for shus. And the way one would convert them into a sudas mitzvah is by saying Dibrei Torah or saying Shir V'Shevach to Hashem Yisbarach. And there he writes that Afilu Hayakra Biyomov Zemer Mo Sur Dumina Kavua. Veinin Yonu Lasos Mea Suda Mitzvah the Darkly Omen Mea Suda Alarov Umayin Yonu Lasuda. There's a question, obviously, what exactly the connection of Mo Sur to the Suda of Hanukkah, since the Sudas of Hanukkah are essentially Sudas of Rishus. But whatever the case is, here we see a number of Svarim that mention the idea of Mo Sur. Akide Kachwa, even a contemporary great Posek, Hasidic Posek, Harav Gabriel Singer, in his Svarim Niti Gabriel, Hilchos Chanukah, he writes the following. Acharei Hadlakas Neros, after we light the candles, Omrim, Mizmorim, Piyutim, Kol Echad, V'Minig Abaisav, V'Abaisav, everyone follows the Minhogim of his Rabbeim, of his forebears, U'Be'ikar Minagnin Mo Sur. He says, especially, we have the Minog of singing Mo Sur. So here I've quoted a number of Svarim that speak of a Minog of singing Mo Sur. As I mentioned, that Mo Sur certainly has become a very popular Mizmor in the course of Hanukkah. Let us just go through the simple Pshat in Mo Sur, and we'll just first, as I said, look at the nuts and bolts of Mo Sur. We're examining it now, the Fiyah Pshat. And then, Yes Hashem, we will try to, a bit further, discover and ferret out and articulate some of the thematic elements that comprise the quote-unquote Inyan HaShalyom, that capture the essence of the day. Mo Sur Yeshuasi, obviously, Sur is a reference, Mo Sur is a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is based on the passage in Tehillim. Tehillim in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel. So there, David HaMelech quotes a similar kind of expression. When we take a look at that pasuk in Tehillim, we will see in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel, David HaMelech says, he speaks about the fact that Hashem Yisbarach, he says, Hatei Elai Oznecha Meheira Atzileini Heyeli Litzur Moz Lebeis Mitzudos Oshieni. Hashem should be for me, obviously, a Tzur Moz, a kind of a rock. And we know that Tzur is a description in Ribbono Shel Olam. We even have it among the Zmiros of Shabbos. Tzur Mishalo Achalnu Baruch Hu Emunai Savanu Ba'osanu Kidver Hashem. So here also we have the language of Mo Sur Yeshuasi. The way the Radak translates that pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, the Radak says, Hayei li litzur, Hashem should be a stronghold, a fortress, a rock, mibnei rodfai shalei asiguni, in order that I should be able to somehow, that my oppressors, that those that are pursuing me, should not be able to overtake me, and the person has a buttress that he can rely on, namely, obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there the language is, as we mentioned, Latsur Ma'oz. So here we have the reverse expression, Ma'oz Tsur, Yeshuasi. Continuing, L'cha Noel L'shabech, this is a very significant theme that we're going to discuss in Yetz Hashem. This is, of course, based on the Medrash, Chazal say, in Bereshis Rabbah, Perek Vav, actually, and its number Beis, L'cha Noel L'mashira, that certainly, the Ribbono Shel Olam is worthy that Klal Yisrael should say Shira, should say Shir V'Shevach for the Nisan that Hashem Yisbarach has done on our behalf. Tikkun Beis Tfilasi, this is of course a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. As we know, we say it in the davening, Ki Beisi Beis Tfilo Yikori L'Chol HaAmim, that we want Hashem to once again reestablish Tikkun. Hashem should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash It should be reestablished. And we know from the Pesukim in Tanakh, the Melachim Aleph, Peraches, with Shlomo HaMelech, at the investiture of the Beis HaMikdash, at the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, there we have many, many Pesukim that obviously underscore the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is a Makom Tefillah. Anyone can come. As a matter of fact, the Ramban, well-known position, the Ramban writes that even though generally Tefillah is the Rabbanon, but Beis Sarah, Tefillah is Min HaTorah. The Rambam Shita that Tefillah is always Min HaTorah. The Ramban says that no, Tefillah is the Rabbanon. However, Beis Sarah, during some cataclysmic situation, whether it's a time of Batzaret, a time of Rav, of famine, of hunger, a time of scarcity of rain, a time of Milchama, as described there in the Pesukim in Tanakh, Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. So anyone can come to the Makom HaMikdash, even a goy can come to the Makom HaMikdash to be mispaleo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But obviously the marker for this idea of Tikkun Beis Tfilasi is the Pasuk Shayel Nun Vav, Perek Zayin, Ki Beisi Beis Tfil Yikarei L'chol HaAmim. So the idea is that Hashem Yisbarach should once again rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. This is embedded in the language of Tikkun Beis Tfilasi. V'sham, there the Beis HaMikdash, Toda Nezabeach. We will be makir b'karban toda on the geula, on the chanukah sabayis, and again based on psukim teilin kuf zayin v'yizbechu zivchei toda, the hakrava of the karban toda. Leis tochin matbeach. This is based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu Yudalin pasuk hafalid mitzur haminabeach. Again, we're going to in effect hope to Hashem Yisbarach that He will take nekama from whom? Mitzor HaMenabeach, from the enemy who is engaged in chirufim v'gilufim klapei mala, who is blaspheming Hashem Yisbarach. And this is based on Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Vav, Pasuk Yud, the notion of noveach, klovim noivchim, le'eis tochin matbeach, based on the Pasuk Yeshayahu, as I said, Yudal Chaf Aleph, Mitzor HaMedabeach. Again, the Dimyon is to a Kelev. A Rasha was a Kelev who somehow, yeah, Psukim again, that the enemy is compared to a dog, Tehillim Chaf Beis, Kisvavuni Klovim, or the Pasuk in Tehillim Chaf Aleph that the Gemara has in Maseches Megillah, Hatzila Mecherev Nashim Yakelev Yechidasi, that's what Esther Amalka, on the way to the throne room of Achashverosh, was his palace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned a moment ago the Pasuk Yeshayahu. So here we have Le'es Tochin Matbeach Mitzor HaMenabeach Oz, during the time of the Geula, when the Beis HaMikdash will Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach be rebuilt, and I'll take vengeance from my enemy. Oz Egmar B'Shir Mizmar Chanukah HaSamizbeach. The moment of Chanukah HaSamizbeach is obviously a moment of tremendous joy. And then the lashon of egmor, similar that the Mishnah has in Psochim, ligmor es ahalel. In effect, I'll be able to say the full shir, full throated shir, peons of praise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which I'm obligated to do at that point in time. And Bashir Mizmar, again, referring to the pasuk in Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis Adovid, as I mentioned, Sfardim have the minhag to say the Sefer Halakas Neros Chanukah. So here we have Ozeg Mor Bashir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Havayis L'David. And that ends the first stanza. The second stanza, that begins with the letter Resh, Ra'o Saba Nafshi B'yogon Kochi Chila. And here again, the Ra'o Saba Nafshi is based on a Pasuk in Tehillim, Peches, Pasuk Dalid. B'yogon kochi chila is also based on Sukkim in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. We're just mentioning some of the sources for these phrases that I found over here, and perhaps there may also be a reference, since we're talking now about Egypt, about Mitzrayim, that in fact the Klal Yisrael were suffering terribly in Egypt. Ro'o Sava Nafshi, B'yogon kochi chila, the Pasuk says, beginning of Shemos, Vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avida vayizoku b'yogon kochi chila, almost to the point of no return. Chayai meru b'koshi b'shibun malchus egla. Here we're talking about Vayimaruz chayim ba'avodah kasha. The pasuk in Shemos, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yudalit. They made my life miserable. And who did this? Egla. Egla yefeifia mitzvayim. The way Yirmiyahu describes Egypt, Perek Memvav, pasuk Chaf, b'shibud malchus Egla. A reference to the Egyptians, a reference to Mitzrayim. Uvi Yado Hagdola, the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, with his mighty hand. Again, we see this in the Pasukim in Shmos, that we're quite familiar with. We say them every day in the davening, in Perek Yedalad, Pasuk Lamed Aleph in Shmos. Vayar Yisrael Seya Hagdola, Asher Asa Hashem in Mitzrayim, Vayu Amis Hashem, Yamin of Hashem, Moshe Abdo. Here the reference to that which Hashem is Baruch has wrought. Uvi Yado Hagdola, Hotzi Esas Gula, Klav Yisrael, the Am Segula. Vayisem Lisgula, Mikol Amin, the Pasuk in Shmos, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Kei, Chel Paro, V'chol Zaro, Yordu Ki Eben, B'mitzula. And again, as we know, again, Psukim in Mishalach, where the Torah says in Perek Tezvav, Psukim Dalet and Hey, Markevos Paro V'cheiro, Markevos Paro V'cheilo, Yorav Ayom, they were thrown into the sea. And then at one point, Yordu V'mitzulais, K'mo Yoven, that's the reference over here, Yordu ki even b'mitzula. And so this we have a description of what happened in Mitzrayim. We continue with the third paragraph. Dvir katsho heviyani. Dvir, of course, katsho refers to the Magam HaMikdash or Eretz Yisrael. Dvir actually in Tanakh refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you look at Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasukei, but perhaps the intention is in general to all of Eretz Yisrael. Unquestionably, there's perhaps a remez over here. Dvir Kodesho Nevuah is primarily related to Eretz Yisrael, as the Rishonim point out. Kuzari at great length discusses the connection, the bonding between Nevuah and Eretz Yisrael. Begam Shom Lo Shokatati, even there, I wasn't quiet. Means we're talking about during the Tkufa by Srishon, Klal Yisrael didn't have peace, didn't have Halakhon days, things were not shakay, there was no sense of regia. Uva no geis vihiglani, came the no geis. No geis, of course, refers to the Nebuchadnezzar. The Pasuk says in Yeshayo, the Navi writes, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Dalid, speaks about Melech Bavel, and you said, Ech Shavas no geis. He is the Nogeis, he is the taskmaster, as it were, who pursued us. Ki Zorim Avadati. Zorim, of course, refers to Achmal Lissan Abadazara. Elim Zorim, false gods. The Psukim in the end of Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tezayin. The Torah tells us, Yakniu Bizorim, that we're going to Achmal Lissan, Ribbono Shel Olam. We know the Ramban writes in Chumash that the term of Hashem as a Kel Kana is used dafka in the context of Avodah Zarah. So here, whenever we speak about a foreign god, Yakni'u Bizorim, Bisoevos Yachisu, we anger Hashem is Barach, Zorim refers to Avodah Zarah. V'yein Ra'al Masachti, again, a reference to a pasuk in Mishlei, Mishlei Perek Tes, pasuk Hei, there this language is used, and as again, in the sense of drinking, yain rao. Again, referring to all the tsaris that we underwent. I poured for myself wine that was poison, that was bad. And this is also based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samach, Pasuk Hei. Kimat she'avarti. The Mizmor continues to say, as a result, this is based on a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dal, Kimat she'avarti mehem, ad she'masasi yeshu'avo nafshi. That the Shas HaGula came quickly, as the next few words indicate. Namely, Keitz Bavel, which of course means the end of the particular Tkufa, the end of Godos Bavel, Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel based on the Navi Zechariah, Perek Dal, Pasuk Tes, speaks about the hands of Zerubbabel that were responsible for building the Beis HaMikdash, Lekeit Shivim Leishati, of course, after the 70-year period when we were destined to be in exile. The Navi indicates this already very clearly. Yirmiyahu HaNavi Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'ho Yokim Loishivim Shana, the Navi says, Efkoid al Melach Bavel. After a period of 70 years, we know we were punished for that period of time. We didn't observe Shemitah, Bechulu Bechulu. And you also have the same idea found in Divayam and Beis in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. L'malos Dvar Hashem B'fi Yemiyahu Ad Rotsa Sohar Tzeh Shab Soseha L'mlo Shivim Shana. Again, this was Midah Keneged Midah for that many years, and therefore, correspondingly, we were exiled in Golos. And now we speak about the end of the Golos Bavel, the Ked Shivim Lo Shati. So, paragraph number 3 relates to Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, to the Golos, and ultimately to the Geula from that Golos. Paragraph number 4 begins with Pros Komas Berosh. We're talking about what Haman wanted to do to Mordechai. Berosh is a reference to Mordechai, based on the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yudam Beis. There we find the Gemara says Mordechai is called Berosh. Rosh lechol ha-psomim, shenema, the pasuk in Shmos, perek lam, the pasuk of Gimel, the atok kakuch ha-psomim, Rosh, mor dror. The Targum says, Moridachi. Moridachi reminds us of the name Mordechai, a composite of these two words, Moridachi. So here, we now are going to refer to the Nes of Purim, and right away at the very beginning, it introduces the plan on the part of Haman ben Abdasa to kill Mordechai and Klal Yisrael, Berosh Akinoi to Mordechai, and in effect, the Python really has in mind all of Klal Yisrael, because the Pasuk says in Hosea, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Tes, Ani Kibrosh Ranon, and obviously the plan was, as the Megillah tells us in Megillah Sester, Lahashmid, Laro, Gulabi, Eskola, Yudim, and Abi Adzokain, Tafanoshim, Yomecha. So here, Kros, to cut off, Komas, we're talking about the cut of the Komas Shalates, Brosh of Mordechai, Bikesh Agogi ben Abdasa. That's what he wanted to do. Agogi, of course, Agag ben Abdasa. We know that Haman is descendant of Amalek, because Amalek was left alive, and even during the days of Shaul HaMelech, when he was commanded to, and ultimately who emerged, Agogi ben Hamdasa, that he emerged from this. And again, the intention was to kill Mordechai. And at the end, of course, Limokesh, Lefach ulimokesh. Here, of course, we have a reference to the fact that at the end, he himself was hung. That was the, of course, irony. On the same tree he prepared to hang Mordechai, he was hung Haman, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud, in Megillah Esther, V'gavasa Nishbasa. And obviously, all this as a result of Gaiva, which we have spoken about in the past, and perhaps we'll make reference to it in Mitzvah Hashem as well, in the course of the Shir. Because there, the Pasuk says in Esther, Perekei, Pasuk Gedalef, one sees the unbelievable haughtiness of Haman HaRasha, V'yisapilahem Haman, Es kvod ashro v'rob banav. Haman was regaling others with his opulence, with his wealth. V'rob banav, the size of his family. Des kol asher gidlo ha-melech. Ves asher nisoy al asor v'yabdei ha-melech. The fact that he was elevated. Not just gidlo ha-melech elevated, but niso, he was raised above all the other sarim, the ministers and servants of the king. So here v'gavasa nishbasa, that was obviously completely and totally silenced. And this is based on the pasuk in Esther, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud. Hasha'achilosa linpo lefanav lo tuchalo. You think you're going to vanquish them, Klal Yisrael? Chas v'sholom, it's not going to happen. V'gavasa nishbasa. His gaiva was silenced. Roshimini niseisa. Again, Hashem Yisbarach went ahead. Was meromeim, was v'gadel, yemini. Yemini referring, of course, to Mordechai, who's described in the very beginning of the Megillah in Perek Beis, Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abir o'shmor Mordechai, ben Yoir, ben Kish, ben Shimi, Ish Shemini. And clearly he was from Shevi ben Yamin. Here's the reference. Rosh Shemini Niseisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought up, elevated, Rosh Shemini, referring to Mordechai, V'yoyev Shemo Machisa. And Hashem is Barach Haman, who is of course from Zera Malek, Nimche Shmo, as the pasuk says in Dvarim, Timche Zecha Molech Mitachas Hashemoyim Loi Tishkach. So here we have, with the killing of Haman, a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Roy Banov V'kinyonov, his many children, V'kinyonov, and his wealth, and his Oysher. As I mentioned before, the pasuk in Esther, Perakei, pasuk Gidal V'Yisapir Lehem Haman Es Dvar Oshro, Rob Banov. So Rob Banov, that obviously he was gloating over, that he was arrogant about, V'kinyonov, Al Ha'eitz Talisa. At the end, of course, we know what the pasuk says in Perak Tes, Megillas Esther, pasuk Yudalid, V'Yisaseres Bnei Haman, Talu, they were hung. So here, we're referring to Hashem Yisbarach. Even though in the Megillah we have no reference at all to the Shem Hashem, as pointed out by the Mefarshim at the beginning of the Megillah, but here we have a clear allusion to Hashem Yisbarach, Roshim Ini Niseisa, V'Oyev Shema Machisa, Robana V'Kinyana V'Alaiz Talisa, all referring to Hashem Yisbarach. So here we have the fourth paragraph that relates to the events of Purim. The fifth paragraph begins with events that relate to Hanukkah. Yevonim nikbitzu alai. We're talking about the Syrian Greeks. Nikbitzu alai. We're talking about Antiochus. The Syrian Greeks, they're called actually Yevonim. They wanted to introduce their culture, the Syrian Greek culture, among Jews. Azai bimei chashmanim. The language, of course, chashmanim refers to the chashmanoim. Look at the beginning of Alanisim. Bimei matasyo ben yechelen koin godol chashmano yuvanav. Kshaomda malchus yavan harsho alam chul yisrael. What was their intent? Lashkicham toira secho lavir mechukei ritzonecho. So we have the chashmanim who are the chashmanoim. And this language is also based on a pasuk in Tehillim. The Shemo Etzem, they are described here not as chashmanoim, but chashmanim. Tehillim samaches, pasuk lamid beis. We have this specific term. Ufarzu chaymais migdolai. And obviously they made breaches. And this of course is a reference to a Mishnah, a famous Mishnah, Masachas Midos. The Mishnah writes in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Ushlosh esoy pirtzos hayusham, sheparzu malcha yavon. There were 13 breaches that were made by the malcha yavon. Chazu v'godrum, v'gazu k'negna shlosh esoy ishtachavoyos. They were Chazal will go there, Nakid Xera, corresponding to the breaches they did, we bow down 13 times. And the mitzvah continues, Bitimu kol ha-shmanim, the umetame, all the shmanim, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, and Chaval from the Beis, shech shenichsu yivonim la-heichal, timu kol ha-shmanim shem-heichal. The umetame, all the oil that was in the heichal, the Beis HaMikdash. Uminaisa kankanim, from all the shemen that was in the Mikdash, of course, they went ahead, the Gemara says in Shabbos, they only found one pach, one cruse of oil. It only had enough, the wherewithal to light one day, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. Nasa neis lashoshanim. A neis occurred at the end of the Gemara in Shabbos. Nasa nes. V'idikul menishmani yom, they were able to light that amount of oil for a period of 8 days. Shoshanim is a reference to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called Kishoshana Bein Achochim. The Pasuk Shir Hashirim Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Kein Rayasi Bein Abonos, or the Pasuk in Tehillim, Samachtes, Pasuk Al Lamatzeach Al Shoshanim, and Rashi with their comments, it's a reference to Klal Yisrael. They are like Kishoshana Bein Achochim. And here the allusion is that even among thorns that are obviously very prickly, but Klal Yisrael stands out, and even though the Shoshana is a rose, which is a soft petaled kind of flower, and one would think that it cannot possibly survive Bein HaChochim, among the thorns, among the briar bushes, but on the contrary, Klal Yisrael Dafka emerges despite that context, despite all the adversity about it. Klal Yisrael somehow is able to maintain its integrity, and in any case, and in many cases, Klal Yisrael sometimes even emerges stronger as a result of that encounter with the chochim, with the thorn bushes. So here, Nasa Nes HaShoshanim, a tremendous Nes occurred to the Shoshanim. Chazal actually also indicated the Gemara in Shabbos, Avlama Mebeis, Altikar Shoshanim, the Gemara says, but rather, how should we, in effect, read the Pasuk? We should read Sheshonim to teach us B'schus Limud HaTorah, Ribbono Shel Olam performed the Nes, and we continue, B'nei Vino. B'nei Vino, of course, is a reference to the Chachmei Ador, Chachmei Yisrael. The Pasuk in Dirayam, Chazal speak about, in Dirayam, you have the Pasuk, Dirayam Aleph, Perikid Beis, Pasuk Dam and Gimel, Umnei Yisachar, Yedei Bino Le'itim. B'nei Yisachar, a tremendous Chachma, tremendous Pikchus. And here, the notion of B'nei Vino. Interestingly enough, sometimes on Yom Noroyim, according to Mehagi Ashkenaz, we have a very fascinating piyut, which is a kind of hakdama to Chazar Sashatz, Misol Chachamim Nevonim Umileme Das Mevinim. So here we have B'nei Vina, the Chachmei Ador, who have an unbelievable intuition, the ability to somehow, with their great Ruach HaKadosh of Chachma, to ferret out and to see the difficulties and the obstacles that Klal Yisrael encounter and to try to devise and navigate different approaches and solutions to these issues. B'nei Vina, Yemei Shmona. Here, of course, we're talking about the 8 days. Karvu, Kavu, Shir, Urananim. And here we will Koveya, Shir, Urananim. Of course, we're referring to the Tishbachos. Shir, perhaps a reference to the Din of saying Hallel, all the 8 days of Hanukkah. Urananim, referring to Tishbachos and Piyutim, Alanisim, Hodos, in the Berachas Hodos of the Tefillah, and Berachas Avazim. And finally, the last paragraph, where the Mizmor says, Chasoiv Zoraya Kodshecha, this is based on the Pasuk Yishayahu, Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Yud, where the Navi says, Chasaf Hashem, Ezoraya Kodshecha, Leini Kol Hagoyim, Hashem has exposed, revealed, His holy arm, in the presence of all the goyim, Barom Kol Afsi Aretz, it's Yeshua Salokeinu, and everyone has seen the Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach. The Karev Yom HaYeshua, some of the gears of the Karev, Kets HaYeshua. Again, a reference perhaps to the Pasuk in Daniel, Perches Pasuk Gites, Kilamo'ei Kets, the Zman HaGeula, that is imminent, that the Yitzhak Hashem is going to come very soon, and Chazal tell us that the language of Kates is found besides the Pasuk I mentioned in Daniel, Perachas, Pasuk Gites. You also have in Perak Yud Beis in Daniel, Pasuk Vav. Also the Navi speaks of the Kates. And the way the Medrash writes in Shir HaShirim, Ribbono Shel Olam is in effect, Midaleg ala Horim, Mikapitz ala Gvos, Holu Chafetz Bigulaschem, Eno Mabit Becheshvenos Seichem. Hashem is so desirous to call Yisrael being redeemed that He doesn't look at Cheshbeinais, but rather, he's medaleg al harim mikapitz al voice. So in effect, the case of Yeshua is coming. Asein olaman shemecha, this is a theme that we have seen many, many times. Hashem is brach, will redeem us, and there should not be a chil Hashem. But then, Leo slot of Teshua, they should bring us, in effect, a Teshua, a salvation. Ki archa lanu Yeshua, it's been a very long galus. The Yeshua has been long in coming. The enkates li mehara. And again, it looks like that our situation, which of course was of a negative nature, somehow will not end. The chayadmon betzel tzalmon hakim lanu roesh shiva. Again, here we have reference to the idea that Hashem should push down admon. Admon, of course, is a reference to Esav, based on the Pasuk in Bereishis, well-known, Perek Hafei. Pasuk Hafei, Vayitzi Arishon Admoni, Kulo Ki Adera Seo, Vayikru Shmo Esav, a reference to Esav, unquestionably, to the Malchus of Esav, and all those that are related to Edom. So here we say, Dechei Admon, Chazal, in general, see the Malchus of Rome, and the Malchus of Netzrim, as somehow having its origins in Esav, and this idea is found in one of the piyutim, Rav Elazar Kalil to Rosh Hashanah. Rashi quotes in his Perush al Torah Bereishis, Perek Lamed Pasuk Chabez. Rashi mentions this particular piyut, Rav Elazar Kalil, and we mentioned the Chei Admon B'Tzel Tzalmon, The word Salmon is based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Samaches, Pasuk Tezvav. And so we say, Dechei Admon B'tzeel Salmon. The Gemara says in Brachis, Tezvav Abbez, Al Tikre B'tzalmon, Elo B'tzalmaves, or Rebbe's the Gehenim. So in effect, we want Edom to be thrown into Gehenim. And of course, Hakim Lanu, Roe Shiva, these are the seven Roim, the Anhoga of Klal Yisrael. In effect, they are the ones the Gemara has in Sukkah, whom the seven Roim are, Daf Nun Beis and Aleph. But the Pasuk in Micha, Perakei, Pasuk Dal tells us, Ve'ikamnu Olav Shiva Roim. And the seven Roim, the Gemara says in Sukkah, are David in the middle, Adam, Sheis, Misu Shelach, on the right hand side, Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe on the left hand side. So, in effect, here we have in the last stanza, which is stanza number 6, we have the reference to what we began with. Moz Tzur Yeshuasi. We began by describing the Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach, and of course we end by indicating that this Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach is going to come to the fore and going to actually come to realization. So just to sum up, we have in the first stanza, we speak about the Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach. He is the one who is our rock. The Chanukah Sabayis that will take place, us in Lavo, the Karban Toda that's going to be brought. In the second stanza, we have the reference to Geulas Mitzrayim and the Hodayah that we are chayv to Hashem Yisbarach for, in effect, taking out the Am Segula. In the third stanza, the reference to Shiva Sion from Babel, the Noges, the one that was a taskmaster that oppressed us unduly because we were involved in Avodah Zarah, Kizara Mavadati, and that also will find its Kates, namely, Kates refers to the end of the Tzkufa at the end of Shivim Shana, when Klal Yisrael, once again, is going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. The fourth stanza is the reference to the Nes of Purim, specifically focusing on the contrast between Mordechai, Rosh Shemini Nisesa, Mordechai Yehudi, who demonstrated tremendous tznius, tremendous modesty, in sharp contrast to Haman HaRasha, who is Malei V'Gadlus Gaiva, who's full of arrogance. Hashem Yisbarach silenced that arrogance, and as a result, Mordechai is elevated, and Haman, of course, is hung on a tree. The next stanza refers to the Chanukas Chashmonoyim, Yevonim Nikmetzu Alai, the Syrian Greeks attempted to infiltrate, insinuate their ideas, which of course were very antithetical to the ideas of Torah and Mitzvahs. They breached the Chomos Migdolai, they were Metame, the Shmanim, and Baruch Hashem, one Pach remained, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, a Ness occurred to the Shoshanim. B'nei Vina, the Chachmei Ador, Wakoveya Shiru Ronanim for 8 days of Hanukkah. And finally, the last stanza, which of course is a stanza relating to the Geula, and even though the difficulties are going to be great, and even though we waited for a lengthy period of time, but HaGeula Bo Tavo, the Geula is going to come, and in effect, once again will be Zolche to Hakim Lanu Roesh Shiva. This is simply an examination of the nuts and bolts of the different elements that are found here in the Mizmor. So we have actually in the Mizmor also a reference to a number of Malchios. We're talking about Mitzrayim, we're talking about Babel, we're talking about Yavon, and in effect we're talking about Edom. Question exactly what the four Malchios are, without getting into that particular area of discussion. But Sach HaKol, we have a beautiful Mizmor that obviously takes us through a number of different points in Jewish history. Points that Klal Yisrael were under siege, were under attack. And there are really two different types of attacks, and this of course is kedai to mention in this context. What the Mefarshim have pointed out, a fundamental distinction between two different approaches. And this we see actually in the Howl as well. And this is alluded to here in the Mizmar of Moz Tzur. There were those who attempted to destroy us physically, to basically wipe us and decimate us off the map. And then there was a second approach, which was, as I mentioned earlier, more insidious in some respects, to acculturate, that Klal Yisrael should absorb osmotically mores, values, ideals, ideologies that are obviously not in sync with our Torah, with our mitzvahs. These are two totally different approaches. The Rishonim already have pointed out that even Esav and Yaakov Avinu, when he's mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, "Hatzileni nam miyad ochi miyad Esav." And the way that the Mefarshim explained, Rashi on the spot, and others as well, that Esav takes two approaches. Besalevi is marach on this. Sometimes the approach is Esav, who acts with Yadayim is Esav, the attempt to trample Yaakov underfoot, that Yaakov should be completely expunged from the face of the earth, totally eliminated, wiped out, wiped off the map. On the other hand, sometimes Esav is noeg with Yaakov ka'ach, and Esav attempts to, as the pasuk says, vayechabek lo, vayenashek lo. We have the notion of that Esav actually hugs Yaakov, vayeoveg, vayechabek ish imo, aralos hashochar, vayechabkeyu, vayenashkeyu. So these are two different approaches. And these two approaches really very much come to the fore in the context of the Mizmar of Moz Tzur Yeshuasi. On the one hand, we of course have Purim, which represents an attempt on the part of Haman, the Hashmid, Laharog, Abid, Eskola Yehudim, Minav Yad Zokeh. And here we have a clear statement in the fourth stanza, Kereis, Koimas, Bereish, Bikesh, Agog, Yemen, Amdosa. He wanted to simply cut Mordechai and hang him. And essentially, Mordechai, of course, represents Klal Yisrael. But the Ribbono Shel Olam somehow placed an obstacle in his path. B'niyas Olam, the Pachu, the Mokesh. He stumbled and found obstacles in front of him. And the Gavosa Nishbasa. And the Ribbono Shel Olam instead, Roshem Inin Niseisa, V'Oyev Shmo Machisa. Again, this is the Hashem Yisbarach acting behester, acting behind the scenes. Because, of course, we don't have any mention of Shem Hashem in the Megillah. Bichlal, and the Gemara says in Chulin, Estem min HaTorah Minayin. Homa min HaTorah Minayin. The Gemara answers, Estem min HaTorah Minayin. Shenem HaVanuchi Haster Asti Panah V'yamahu. He, the Ribbono Shel Olam, operated behind the scenes. And in a context of Hester Panim, Ribbono Shel Olam saved Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, Haman, of course, min HaTorah Minayin. Haminayit Sasher Tzivi Sicha Levilti Achol Mimenu Acholta. That's the gaiva that's somehow embedded in Haman HaRasha. But here, the intent was to utterly destroy us and emasculate us. That's in paragraph number 4. And paragraph number 5 describes what the Yevanim tried to do. There was a more insidious process, as I mentioned. Ufartzu chomas migdolai b'timu kol hashmanim. Matter of fact, many of the Paskim already point out there's no mitzvah per se to have Seudos on Hanukkah. We mentioned it earlier in the Shir. Ribui Seudos on Hanukkah, Seudos Shal Rishus, because on Hanukkah, the attempt was to kill Klal Yisrael spiritually, that we should assimilate, and that's why the celebration of Hanukkah is also more of a spiritual kind of celebration, as we'll discuss in Yetz Hashem in the next Shir on Hanukkah. Mashenkin Purim, where the attempt on the part of Haman was to physically destroy us, and therefore the result of celebration also is of a physical nature. And this again is alluded to in paragraph number 4 and paragraph number 5. The two approaches that were taken, shall we say, by the Yevanim, as opposed to the approach that was taken by Haman HaRasha. And in paragraph 2 and 3, as mentioned, we have a reference, number 1, to Mitzrayim. Here we have, of course, Chayai Meru Bekoshi B'Shibud Malchus Egla, the Shibud of Mitzrayim. And finally, in paragraph 3, the Noges, who came as a kind of Shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to remind us of our commitment, the fact that we were wayward, the fact that we deviated from the path, that of course is Nebuchadnezzar and Babel, and the Golos Babel that ensued as a result of the Midah Keneged Midah, of not observing the 70 years of Shemitah. So really what we have in the Mizmor is really built in a very chiastic kind of structure. We have paragraph number 1 and paragraph number 5 clearly are parallel. We begin with the idea that Mo Su Yishuasi Hashem is the rock of our salvation, the obligation to say Shvachim Mikilusim to Him. We want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, be Makav Karban Todah, there should be a Chanukah HaMizbeach, there should be Hallel that will be sung. And the last paragraph indicates that even though Yeshua was a long time in coming, but Netzach Yisrael or Yishaker and the Yeshua Bo Tava, it's going to come. And our nemesis, he is described as Esav, Dechei Admon, Betzel Tzalmon, Hakim Lana Roa Shiva, that the great seven Manhigim are going to lead Klal Yisrael. So paragraph 1 and paragraph 6 are clearly connected. As well, we have paragraphs 2, 3, 4, and 5 also have unquestionably and indubitably a close connection. And in that sense, we have the different enemies of Klal Yisrael who pursued us and attempted to undermine us and somehow negate us. And of course, ultimately, they were not successful. What we'd like to examine now is a number of, as I mentioned before, we have in this particular Mizmor a number of classic themes. According to some of the Sifri HaMinhagim, we have here themes that relate to the idea of Chanukah. Let's just mention one of them at the very outset. One that relates to the Chanukah HaMikdash. The whole idea of Chanukah HaMikdash is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Vayikot, the Gemara points out that Tess, the Gemara is discussing an issue of a Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. One is not allowed to join together two types of Smachot. One cannot mix two different Simchas together. And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk that says, Vayash Shlomo Ba'Yisai Yisachag V'chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Godol V'Levo Chamos Anach L'Mitzrayim L'Fnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yomim V'Shivas Yomim Arbos Yom. The Gemara points out that year Klal Yisrael did not observe Yom Kippur. And they were frightened. And they said, Shemun Yischaibu Sonim Shal Yisrael Kloya, maybe Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael would be consigned to perdition, would be subject to destruction. Yotza Baskol V'Yamalayim Kulchem Yisrael V'Chayim Abba. A Baskol came out and said, you're all going to be, Yimitz Hashem, the recipients of Olam Abba. The Gemara says, My Drosh, on what basis did they not observe Yom Kippur? Amu Kavuchayme Uma Mishkan She'en Kiddushas Kiddushas Eilam. The Mishkan, that the Kiddusha is only of a temporary nature. The Karban Yochid Dechas HaShabbos, and the Karban Yochid overrides Shabbos, which is an Issa Skila Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, that the Kiddusha is a Kiddushas Olam, an eternal Kiddusha. The Karban Sibur and Yom Kippur, that Onish Karis Lo Kolshkein. So the Gemara says a tremendous Kiddush that the Chanukas and the Siyam that took place in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only simply a Yerushah, but rather this is a din that whenever one has a Chanukas HaMikdash, one is obligated to make a Yom Tiv, and that's why during the days, as the Navi describes of Shlomo HaMelech, that when they had a Chanukas HaMikdash, Chanukas HaBayis HaRishon, they made a Kal Vachomer, they made a Yom Tiv, and again we know that Karbanos HaMiluim were brought Bimei Ezra, and that's going to be the case as well in the Binyan Bais HaShlishi, that Yitzhak Hashem will be built b'mher b'yameinu. The Ramban in Chumash essentially expresses this idea. The Ramban, when the Torah describes the Psukim in Parshas Naso, in Perek Zayin, Vayi b'yom kalois Moshe lahokim es HaMishkan, then we speak about the Chanukas HaMishkan, we speak about the unbelievable Simcha that occurred at that point in time, and the Karbanos that were brought by the Nesir Yisrael. And so, at the end of that piece, the Ramban makes the following statement. The Ramban, literally at the end of Parshas Nasa, the Ramban says, "Ulefikach yitachin shi mitzvah ledoros." There's a mitzvah for all generations. that we should be mechanech the Mitzvah on Mizbeach, ulekach asa Shlomo Chanukas Abayi, Shlomo made the Chanukas Abayis for that reason, and the Ramban refers to a Pasuk Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hei, where it mentions the Chanukas, Beis Elokim, the Chenan Shikres Tagdoyla, says the Ramban, Asu Chanukah. They also made Chanukah the Chsiv, the Abdu, the Ramban here refers to Pesukim in Ezra, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Abdu Bnei Yisrael, Kohanayev, Liviya, Yusha, Bingan, Usa, Chanukas, Beis Elokah, the Chen Limeis HaMashiach, so too. In the days of Mashiach, Shenema B'Yecheskel, Shivas, Yom Nichapu, Samizbeach, V'tiyar also, Umilu Yodov, and the Ramban refers to the Chanukah, the Mizbeach, B'Miluim, V'inei Tiyah Inyan Zu HaMitzvah, Ki Inyan Parshas Tzmeyim B'Pesach, V'Parshas B'Nei Yosef, Shehiskima Daitom L'Das, V'Al Yeno, V'Nistavino B'Yem L'Doyres. This is the Mitzvah L'Doyre Doyres, to make, the Ramban says, the Chanukah Samizbeach. And this idea, which the Ramban expresses here, is also found in the third Shoresh of the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. There, the Ramban mentions Rav Shevel, Zechon Livracha, in his Aras and the Ramban, refers to this Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he writes there, V'nirin advar mot, she'af ha-mishkan makamoso, u'beis ha-migdash mi'banoso, tzvichim chanukah li'olam. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, and when the Mishkan is built, it requires the Chanukah Sabayis, and this idea is obligatory, according to the Ramban. So here we have mentioned the most sewer that the Yeshua that Hashem Yisbarach wrought, which automatically engenders an obligation to say Shir B'Shevach. We are in the process of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to bring a Korban Torah. And then, of course, we're saying Halel Ozegmar B'Shir Mizmor Chanukah Samizbeach. This is a mitzvah, L'Doyreis. And Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Halavai B'Shir B'Zeicha, that this, in effect, that occurred in the time of the Chanukah Sabayis, the obligation to make a Yom Tov, this will also be Mitzvah Hashem, not a Hirah Shah, but a Halacha L'Doros.